The strategy calls for the city to spend just over $44 million American over the next decade to create 38,000 new affordable homes. This would include nearly 8,000 supportive and social housing units, some of which would be targeted for residents with health issues or addictions that need specialized care. In an idea similar to the Landlord Liaison Project in King County, the Vancouver strategy is proposing a rent bank, where tenants can apply for a loan or a grant that would be paid directly to the landlord to avoid eviction. The issue of fighting homelessness in Vancouver is often a hot issue, with varying interests debating merits of any particular idea. The Reverend Rick Matthews is the executive minister at First United Church, which is well known for running several social programs to help residents of Vancouver's impoverished downtown east side. He says the homeless strategy has to have a more integrated approach to be successful.
The analysts within the health department, the analysts within the housing department, the analysts within the social welfare payments decision-making process, those folk need to be sitting together through their different lenses, but in a collaborated, integrated way.
In Seattle and King County, a 10-year plan on homelessness is just over the halfway mark. It called for 9,500 units of subsidized housing, which are on track. It is now feared that the numbers of homeless will persist or increase due to a gap between housing costs and wages. However, statistics show the number of homeless in the city of Vancouver itself has gone down. Homeless living on the street as opposed to a shelter has decreased by 82% since 2008. Craig McCulloch, KPOU News, Vancouver.